We are living at the end time. But truly, I tell you, nobody knows date and time. Even those who are called, they will be deceived by the end time. Your life is visible in spirit for everyone who can access a spiritual realm.
Sure.
I saw rapture more than 7 times.
Yeah? You saw it in a vision. What did you see? What do you think is going to happen? You know,
on that day,
what did you experience?
It's so scary. Not everything that you see in the spiritual realm is from God. If you saw a date, mm-hmm. what do you think about your vision? Is it from God or from Satan?
But then how will you then know?
We are living in hell right now.
Yeah.
Right now, we are living in hell. When rapture happened, you are going to see streams, not a stream of water, stream of fire, started to produce a smoke all over the world. You will be running, there won't be any place for you to run to.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Ndi Macheroni, welcome to another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast.
Right here on Saint Twins TV, whether you're watching us right here on YouTube or listening to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify,
welcome.
We are so glad that you could join us today. We're still celebrating over 400,000 subscribers.
Oh, by the grace of God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all we can say. We are so grateful. Let's continue to grow the numbers. Remember to interact in the comment section below. Let us know what you think of today's episode. Make sure to hit a like. It tells the algorithm that there is something interesting happening over here. And of course, if you can, please do not skip the ads so that we are able to pay the bills.
The bills, that is right. Remember, if you want to sit on the hot seat, simply send us an email and we will review your story. And who knows, you might just be here telling your story. Today we bring another hot story. You know, it's never a dull moment when you have Pastor Konanani. And we're talking about the end time, Millicent. Mm. This has been a burning topic globally, nationally.
Yeah.
And he's here to break it down and share some of his personal experiences and share some of the messages that he received from the Lord. Welcome back, Pastor Konanani.
Greetings, 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 everyone.
Amen.
Yeah, so excited to be here again.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Always I happy greet, to have you.
Yeah. I greet you, your team, your viewer all over the world. Mm. Shalom to everyone.
Shalom, shalom.
Hey, and the world, they what's king? You are in demand. I mean, you are like international, okay? You have countries where you're praying for people internationally, communicating to them, traveling Africa, traveling the world. I mean, how's that been? You know, ministry is keeping you
away
from South Africa.
prophecy come to pass. Remember the first episode I mentioned that God said I will travel all over the world to preach gospel.
Mm.
So I'm traveling a lot to preach gospel. Traveling a lot, and I'm still going to travel to preach gospel.
Come on now.
Yes.
Sure, and you're looking great, by the way. I love it. It's so international, right?
He's so ready, global.
He's ready for it. I think let's get straight into the story because I know that you have a lot to cover. Like I said in the beginning, we want to speak about the end time, but there's so many layers to what you're going to speak about. So take us through that. But maybe for those who don't know who Pastor Konanani is, can you give them a brief introduction of who you are and where you're from?
Okay. For those who are meeting me for the very first time, my name is Pastor Konanani Stephen. I was called as I was doing my own bad things. So God called me to preach gospel, to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, to remind you to know God for yourself.
Mm.
You know God for yourself by reading the word, not
Come
the
on.
Thing of going to church. You must know God for yourself. So here I am today to reveal some of the things that people are scared out there because of ignorance of not reading the word.
Mm.
Thank you.
And sure. I think the word just on that, because you mentioned which a lot of people just depend on church and they don't read the word themselves. You know, people are being deceived because they don't read the word, right? And one of those things that people are falling into deception on because they don't read, they believe everything that they hear.
Okay, especially with this time where we are right now, we are living at the end time. But truly, I tell you, nobody knows date and time. The Bible told us about the end time that we will, so many messiahs, they will come.
Mm.
So many prophets, they will come. We have a lot of groups for the prophets.
Okay.
The first group that I want to talk about is the mirror prophet.
Mm-hmm.
before I have my encounter, before I met Christ, I was in the situation where somebody stole my money. When I wake up, I was drunk that time. When I wake up in the morning, somebody told me that, hey, don't worry. There is a prophet who can help you to see who stole your money.
Huh.
I was so excited about that because the money was a lot.
Yeah.
We went there to see that mirror prophet. When we got there, he was having a Bible.
Yeah.
He was having a Bible, dressing like an angel. When I got there, he told me, you must go buy a knife and candles. I went there and bought those things.
And of course, this was before you were born again. It's just to emphasize that.
Yes, yeah, before I was born again. When I come back to him, he gave me water to drink. After I drink water, I was able to see in the spiritual realm. Before he even opened a Bible verse for me, the water that he gave me, it helped me to see in the spiritual realm. He was...
Your eyes opened, my eyes opened differently to see things you were not able to see before.
Things that I was not able to see before. He was holding a stick. He pointed on the wall. When he pointed on the wall, he reversed my life. He reversed my life as if you are watching a movie. You are reversing that movie.
Yo.
He reversed my life. Our life, as I said earlier, that is available to everyone who can access a spiritual realm. Especially the false prophets. We are naked for them. They can see everything about us. When he reversed my life, I saw yesterday, I was just watching a movie. I saw myself going around drinking, even fetching the lady that I was with that night. I also saw myself sleeping in the bed with the lady. Everything was real. I was seeing it real. That was the real me.
It happened.
Yes. Yes. Everything that
was
I was doing yesterday.
Was it through a mirror or just on the wall?
On the wall. On the wall. You point with the stick. You begin to see everything there.
The Bible is there.
The Bible is there.
And your candles and your snake.
The candles is there. Even the candles, you switch them on. There is lights with the candle, but you point with the stick for me to see whatsoever. So it came to the point where I saw the man who stole my money. When it got to that point, I saw him physically.
That's why you were there in any case. Yeah.
They will give you what you need.
Oh.
They will give you what you need. I saw the man who stole my money. So he said to me, this is the man. Do you know him? I said, yeah, I know him. He's my rust end. He said to me, I cannot do anything. My job was to show you who stole your money. I have somebody who is a sangoma that I can refer you to so that he can deal with that person. He gave me the number for the sangoma. I went to that sangoma. When I got there, the sangoma, that one, he didn't have a Bible. He threw bones down. After that, he said, yeah, you are... He told me that your heart is so painful because they stole money from you. Before I even tell him that somebody stole my money, he said to me, what is this that you want me to do, this man? I said, anything. Remember, I didn't know about God on that time. I was so wicked. Anything that you want to do, I will go for it. He said, there is a price that you need to pay. 3,000 rand.
Yo.
I said, no. I can't afford to pay that money again. And it was weekend. Remember, on weekend, I'm a blessed. I go with the ladies. My budget was not enough for me to pay that 3,000 on that day. I said, no, I cannot pay. As long as I know who stole my money, it's okay with me. So I leave them. I go home. Those are the mirror prophets. We also have the magicians. Magicians are those people back in days, about 2000. They used to come to school, do the magic. They can even remove egg from you. They can remove chocolate from your ear. And when you taste that chocolate, it sounds like chocolate is real. It sounds real. Those ones are also here in this generation. This is a real story. What happened here in Joburg? There is this man that I'm still praying with him. He went to the church, Eden Valley.
Okay.
When he went to church, Eden Valley, they took him to the office. Those are the magicians. They took him to the office. When they took him to the office, they begin to speak in tongues. Not everyone is speaking in tongues that you think is tongues from God. They begin to speak in tongues. After that, the eyes of the man open. He begin to see people who looks like angels. He also saw the late mother. The late mother, when she appeared to him, she said, my son, I want you to bring the money that I left for you. Bring it in church. Mm-hmm. They will pray for it. It will be double. She left 750,000 for him. She told him to bring that money. As she's the owner of the money, and the what the boy is seeing is true, is the mother, she can trust. The boy went and withdrew all the money, bring it in church. He lost all the money now.
Sure.
He lost all the money.
So now he wants prayer to, because he's traumatized.
They are threatening him physically and spiritually. Physically and spiritually. They send spirits to torment him. He don't even sleep.
So he can stop fighting for the money.
Yeah. They are threatening him even to shoot him physically, even sending the spirits to torment him.
So those are other false prophets.
Those are the...
That are there.
Yes, magicians. Those are magicians. And the magicians, it doesn't start like in this generation. Uh-huh. Remember, when Moses sent by God to go to Pharaoh, tell the Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. God instructed him to do what he have done, and there was a snake. Pharaoh's statement was very clear. He said, I do have my own magician. They will come and do the same. He called the magician. They came and they produced a snake, real snake. Real snake. Hey, it's so tough.
Sure.
Things that is happening in the spiritual realm is so tough. That is why the Bible said, even those who are called, they will be deceived by the end time. They will be deceived by the end time. We also have the false prophets. False prophets on this way, where you go to be initiated as a sangoma. Okay. After they initiated you as a sangoma, you don't help people through wearing the sangoma thing and all those things. You open a church. You open a church and you will prophesy. Remember, when you go to the sangoma now, they can tell you everything about your life before you even tell them why you are there. You go to those false prophets, they can prophesy you. They can tell you everything about you, of which
so
is true.
So if you can't discern, then
the altar.
Exactly. Anybody can tell you the truth and you think that they are of God.
Yes. Just I forget to mention something about the mirror prophet. Those people, they can even see your future. After they show me the man who stole my money, they went to next door. Next door, they are the Christians. They pray. They enter there. They show me the house of the Christian. My car were there because where I was staying, there was no enough space. They show me my car parking next door. They said, that's your car. I said, yeah, it's my car. They show me, after that one, they show me a Mini Cooper. They said, this is the car that you're going to buy. I was like, me, Mini Cooper? They show me my future, that you're going to buy this car. And it came to pass, 2013, as I started to work for bank, I bought a Mini Cooper. And I became to love Mini Coopers. I drove 3 different Mini Coopers. They show me. And they are the false prophet. They are the magician. Your life is visible in spirit for everyone who can access a spiritual realm.
Sure.
When it comes to those one who want to be initiated and they open a church, those one, they can also heal. They can heal you. Somebody can go to the sangoma to do evil thing for you. You begin to seek. Your sickness is not natural. It's a man-made sickness. You go to the true man of God. A true man of God pray for you. But because of the man of God, it doesn't have a rank. He's not growing because of teaching what you don't practice. He failed to heal you. And you saw somebody healing people there in TV. You decided to go there. And they will heal you. After they heal you, which one is the true prophet between the one who heal you and the man of true man of God who pray for you and you never healed? Which one is true?
Hey.
The one will be true servant of God. It will be the one who healed you. Those people, they can give you a solution. Remember, the Bible says, seek my kingdom first.
Come on.
Don't seek for help.
Come
don't
on.
Seek, as you are sick, kingdom. Don't come for me to heal you. Seek my kingdom first. Don't come to me because you need job. We have so many Christians, people who call themselves the Christian. They go to church. Going to church, it doesn't mean you are born again Christian. If I can tell you, to be born again, a born again is somebody who is winning souls every day.
Yo.
Giving tithe and offering every Sunday. It doesn't mean you are born again. A born again is somebody who is winning souls every day. We were supposed to be on the level of not struggling with the sin. I want to show you something from Lot and his family. He was a born again, but it was not enough for him to be saved. He was staying in Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't rebuke those people to repent. As a result, Jesus took off his glory. He came in the form of man with 2 angels to destroy everyone in Sodom and Gomorrah, including Lot and his family. in your city where you are staying, let's say there are those who are not born again. They are the sangomas. There are those who are not saved. The blood of those people is in your hands. If you are not preaching gospel to them to be saved. My question will be, when was your last time to warn a soul as a born again? When we come to the rapture, what I saw rapture more than seven times. Six times, more than seven times. The seventh one, I was not raptured. I was not raptured.
You stayed behind.
I was left behind. I was not raptured. The reason why I was not raptured, it's not about 10 years that you were preaching gospel. It's about where you end with Christ. It's about where you end with him. There are so many souls that I won. It doesn't guarantee me that I will be raptured when rapture happen. What will make me not miss rapture is when rapture come and I'm in the right position.
Yes.
As a servant of God, we are going through a lot. We are going through a lot as a servant of God.
Yeah.
Just imagine, last Saturday, I baptized 24 people. Last Saturday, 24 people. After baptizing those 24 people, my family said, Limpopo, my son was tormented by the evil spirit. He didn't sleep. He was crying that, hey, my wife called me and said, hey, your son is crying as if he sings something. As I was I was not feeling right about the situation to my son, people who were calling me, I never answered the prayer to pray for them.
When, because you are going through a lot.
Because I was going through a lot. And it's where the vision of rapture started. That is why I have to. I was left behind. Every situation that you will go through, don't allow that situation to make you not to see rapture.
Come on now.
You, if you put your situation to Job, where Job was, Job didn't lost what he lost because he was wicked. He was faithful and he lost everything. Don't allow those things to make you to miss rapture. That is why I was left behind. Because of not taking calls, praying for people. People need prayer, but I'm not praying for them because I'm going through a lot myself.
Let's talk about rapture, because that has been
a burning topic.
A burning topic, trending topic. You saw it in a vision.
Yes.
And how was that for you? What did you see? What do you think is going to happen, you know, on that day? What did you experience?
Okay. When I saw that vision, it was happening. It was not a dream. It was happening as if I'm sitting here. I'm seeing something that you can't see. It was happening like real, as if it's happening. After the vision stop, you're going to have to wash your faith because you're going to think you are crazy. You are mad. You're going to have to go and wash your faith because of what you saw. It's so scary. Rapture can happen anytime from now. It can happen anytime from now.
He's coming back soon.
Anytime from now. But God already spoke that. Nobody knows date and time. Even the angels, they don't know. Nobody knows date and time. I will come like a thief. Do you think a thief can come and tell you that, hey, tonight I will come and steal from your house?
No.
They will observe and observe. When you are not there, it's where the thief will go and steal. Rapture will happen anytime from now, but nobody knows date and time. Nobody knows when it will happen. This one is so tricky. It's so tricky. I will explain something with this regard.
Okay.
God can speak. Satan can also speak. Not everything that you see in the spiritual realm is from God. Not everything that you will hear in the spiritual realm is from God. The Bible says, Satan came to steal, deceive, and kill. If you saw something, if you saw your rapture, maybe you are seeing that rapture will happen 23 December. I'm just making an example. You saw exactly a date that rapture will happen 23 December. I want you to test the vision that you saw. Is it from God or from Satan? God already spoke that I will come like a thief. Nobody knows date and time. If you saw a date, what do you think about your vision? Is it from God or from Satan?
But then how will you then know? If somebody has like a vivid dream
And in that dream, there are clear dates, you know. So you, what should they do? Because Satan. More and more people are having dreams and they're having dates, times, and all.
Confirmations. Well, I mean, you know.
Satan is deploying his servants as a prophet. And he is using innocent people that you will trust when they speak. He cannot call a criminal, somebody who looks criminal, to come and speak about rape. He will use innocent people who don't know. And those people, what they are saying is true. You can show the date, it's true. But the question is, who revealed that vision for you? Who revealed it? You must test everything that you saw. You know, this is from experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before I repent, there is this day where I was sleeping. I heard the voice of my mother, exactly my mom's voice. She called me, she said, wake up, let's go. 12 a.m.
Yeah.
She said, wake up, let's go. I said, where are we going, mom? She said, follow me. Not the voice that sounds like my mom. Exactly like my mother, my mom's voice. I took my phone and I called her. She was sleeping. She never picked a call. In the morning, she called me. I said, mom, you called me to follow you. She said, it's not me. Same thing that is happening. We have those people, because of what they are going through a lot, they go to the graveyard. They go there, put a knife, whatsoever that they do. As they are sleeping, Satan will come using the image of those people. When they come to show you, it's not God who is revealing that revelation. They will come giving you blessings, and you are a wicked. You are not yet saved. They will come and tell you about blessings. For you to get this, you're going to have to do this. For you to get this, you're going to have to... They will never rebuke you. Never. People can see in the spiritual realm. Yeah. The sangomas can see in the spiritual realm. But they are not using the source of the eye of Holy Spirit. They are using a different eye. It's true that you saw a rapture will happen on the date that you saw. It's true. But the question is, who revealed it to you? Otherwise, God is not there. Because he said, I will come like a thief. Nobody knows date and time. This is how rapture will happen. I don't know when, but this is how it's going to happen. We are living in hell right now. Right now, we are living in hell. Why I'm saying this? This world is going to end by fire. This will be hell for those, when rapture happen, they are not raptured.
They're staying behind.
This is what is going to happen when rapture happen. You are going to see a light from west to east. The whole world, you are going to see, everyone will see the light. This is what I saw. I was taken in the spirit. When I was taken in the spirit, I saw myself coming out of this body. Two of me. The other me was standing. The other me sitting down. Spiritual one. I was not dressing as I am dressed now. I was dressing white. I was taken in the mountain. When I saw myself in the mountain, I saw a very bright light from west to east. The whole world saw that light. When that light happened, people were just vanishing. Your clothes will left behind and you will just vanish. You will ascend and meet Christ. Those who were left, as I was not raptured myself, people were running to church. People were, the sangomas were running away from their wicked thing and looking for the man of God to pray for you, to pray for them.
In church.
In church.
So when they are realizing that it's the end.
Yes, they realize nobody will tell you it's the end. It will you just know. Supernatural. Everyone will know that this is the end. People run from where they were to the church. When they get to church, the man of God, the man who claimed to be the man of God, were crying as well because he was not raptured. People were fighting. People were fighting the prophet that we gave you a lot of money. We gave you a lot of money. We have done this and this. Why we are not raptured? You are not going to be raptured by follow the man of God. When you follow the man who claimed to be the man of God, you will obey his commandments, not commandments of God. Especially those.
So imagine the people you looked up to, and you are all left behind with those people.
Yes.
And you're like, why are you still here?
For me, I'm glad because he also revealed the revelation why I was left behind.
Okay.
It's not about 10 years that I was being, 5 years that I was preaching gospel. I need to keep going, spreading gospel. People are going through a lot out there because they don't know. When rapture happen, you are going to see a stream, not a stream of water, stream of fire, started to produce a smoke all over the world. after that, after those who are saved, they will ascend and meet Christ. Those streams, they are going to produce fire. This world is going to end by fire. You will be running. There won't be any place to you to run to. You want to tell me you can run to USA right now? It's very far. You will keep on running, but there won't be exit. You will keep on running. Rapture will happen very, very soon, but I don't know when.
So the earth, so you are saying that the earth will then be hell.
This earth will be hell because it's going to end by fire.
By fire.
Yes.
So that fire won't stop. It will continuously be consumed.
It's not going to stop.
So they're going to be they're just going to stay for eternity.
Forever and ever. It will be like that. Forever and ever.
Yo.
And the people are going to explain that. But God, we went to church. Your servant deceived us. Your explanation is not going to work. The problem.
It's over.
It's over.
So what happens to the seven-year tribulation then that happens? Because, you know, like since this rapture topic, we've been getting so many emails. Like someone said, we're already living in tribulation, for example. Other people are like, nope, tribulation's going to happen after rapture. Others saying tribulation happened before rapture. I mean, people are at this point so confused. And even when you try and like quote scripture, it's like the confusion gets more and more.
Yeah.
I think it's mixed with anxiety and fear as well, because of it just feels like time is running out and all these emotions are just like all over the place. But I think to be safe, like scripturally, right, what will happen with rapture? Because if you're saying people will be left behind and that's it, so judgment, when does judgment happen? So people are left behind, do not have time for repentance, so there's no tribulation period.
Okay.
7 years, what happens with that?
When it comes to judgment,
yeah,
right now, we are not waiting for Jesus. Jesus is waiting for us to repent. He is waiting for us to repent. We are not waiting for him to come. He is waiting for us to repent. Those who are saved, automatically, he knows your heart. He knows that you are saved. Automatically, you will ascend. There won't be thing like you are going to the queue for judgment. Mm-mm. Automatically, you're going to ascend if you are saved. But those who are not, you will be left behind here. You will be left behind. Money is not going to help anyone. Cars is not. Those things will be there, but it will be useless.
Yeah.
Right now, people, they don't want to repent because they are seeing those things as useful.
Yes.
When rapture happens, everything will be useless.
Everything stops. Like,
I used to think ukuthi thina sikhaphe abanye emhlabeni, abantu baphila kamnandi, sikhaphe abanye. On that time, you will see how important you are. You will see how God loved you.
Come on.
You will see how God loved you on that day because you will be ascending and leaving people behind.
That you looked up to, that you thought, hey, they are living their life.
I'm traveling a lot to do a deliverance. You know, people are going through a lot. Mm. People are being deceived by the people who call themselves the prophets. I'm traveling a lot to do the family deliverance. I was at Soweto 2 days ago. When I went there, I prayed for the man and he said, man of God, I was under spiritual attack. I was in the church where I bought the pictures of the man of God, pasted in my bedroom. Before I go to work, I go and greet the man of God in picture. You go to the picture and greet him. Good morning, man of God.
Yeah.
Feel like you can even polish his shoes. People are going through a lot. That is why when you tell them about God, they are under spiritual attacks. They are under spiritual attacks. When you are out of church, you are there spiritually. Physically, you are not there. Spiritually, you are there. So you need somebody to deliver you. You need somebody to deliver you. We have a lot of work as a born again to speak for those who can't speak for themselves. The water that they are giving you from church to drink, it removing you out of the ways of God. I'm telling this from experience.
It's not just water.
It's not just water. They gave me water and I was beginning to see in spirit. They gave me that water. I was beginning to see in spirit.
Imagine, yeah.
The water that people are buying from church, oils that people are buying from, maybe also to add something regarding oil. Somebody was to mix oil. You were born for that. Look at Moses. Moses was born for a mission. God said to Moses, mix anointing oil. He didn't say, go to ShopRite, buy olive oil, pray for it. It will be anointing oil. He said, here's the instruction, mix it.
Yeah.
And he was told to anoint church. Everyone who will enter church, whether you are rich or poor, you will be holy. But the magicians, they are selling those oils. They are selling it. When you buy, Who will anoint you? The first mistake, you were not supposed to be in the church where they sell things. Jesus chased all of them out. He said, this is the house of prayer, not the house of business. But how many people are still there in churches where they buy oil, salt, raisins, all those things? And you know about them.
Yes.
What are you doing to win their souls?
It's actually normalized.
It is.
It's normalized.
What are we doing to win the souls of those people? The reason why you need to be on the church where they sell things is to speak to those people, to tell them to leave where they are. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
A lot is happening.
The name of Jesus is strong, you know, and that's sufficient. And maybe we need to educate people on that. I think people put power on everything, on water, you know, and for me, I'm like, do you know you can cast out demons just by the name of Jesus? Yes. You know, you can heal the sick just with the name of Jesus. Mm. We pray in the name of Jesus. It is a privilege as a born-again Christian to be able to have the name that's above every other name. Only if we knew how powerful it is.
Mm. And as a born-again, as a child of God, people are going through a lot. People who are praying, fasting, they are going through a lot. But those who don't pray and fast, they are living a good life. As a man of God, how do you explain this when people come to you to church and say, man of God, I am praying, I'm fasting, I'm giving tithe, I'm doing everything, but I'm going through a lot. I'll show you what's happening. There was a man who was mentioned as a rich man from the Bible. That man, went through a lot from Satan's side. He was wealthy, having money. He was rich. Satan, he will never come to attack you because you are rich. We have Job, man who was faithful to God. But Satan went to attack Job. He stole everything from Job.
Come on now.
When Satan come to you, Satan attacked the man or woman who go to God. Not a man or woman who have riches.
Yes.
When you go to God, he attacks you in the way that he can take your car. He can take your jobs. He can take your money. He can take everything.
Yeah.
This is how Satan is attacking people. So as a born again, don't worry. That pain that you are going through is temporary. It's not permanent.
Don't worry. Hey.
It's temporary. It's not permanent.
Come on now.
There is life after death. Yeah. It's temporary what you are going through.
Come on now.
If you know I love money a lot. I was going to be at work working for bank right now because I saw there is life after death. Here I am. Keep going preaching gospel.
Hey.
Even though I'm going through a lot, I don't care because I know where we are going.
Yeah.
I don't care. Pain is real. Pain is real. That is why Abanya, they end up going to seek help from the false prophets.
Because they're desperate.
And the false prophets will give you what you need. Mm-hmm. But spiritually, they are taking you a way of God.
Stealing your destiny sometimes.
One of the reasons when you pray and you are seeing God as if he's not on your side is because of Amos 3:3. It says, two people cannot walk together if they don't agree on.
Come on.
You don't agree to walk with God by going to church. You agree to walk with God by Exodus chapter 20, 10 commandments, one Jesus. If you obey 9, think you will make it. You have to be judged by that one commandment.
That one that you missed.
You have to be judged.
Yo. I think it shows that the work goes beyond just going to church. You know, going to church is just step number one. But you need to actively have a relationship with God.
Yes.
You need to study the word. You need to
be born again.
Born again. Your actions must speak of such.
Sure. Even though you can hear from God, he spoke to you, you can still miss heaven. There is a woman who fornicated. They took her to Jesus. Jesus didn't pray for that woman. He said, woman, your sins are forgiven. Don't do it again. If she go and she do it again, even though Jesus spoke, she will never make it. Even though he spoke. After we baptize people, it's not over. You must work for your salvation.
Sure.
The reason why we go to church, we go for perfection. We are working on our own perfections. That is why we keep on going to church, praying and asking God. Because if I can tell you, you are living with your enemy.
Yes.
The flesh is the enemy of the inner man.
Come on now.
You are living with the enemy.
Yeah.
The flesh is the enemy of the inner man. You are feeding the flesh more than the inner man.
You keep working on your own salvation.
Don't
relax. Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ne. What? My mind. I'm like, this is so much. Truly, I think just to wrap it up, you know, speaking about the end time, just to help someone, you know, and I love that you spoke about a lot. You spoke about even the ones that are born again, they need to work on their salvation. You spoke about the different kinds of prophets, you know, you spoke about end time, you spoke about rapture, you know. And now for me, just in conclusion, is to say people need to be at ease, right? That's one. And really just work out their own salvation. Make sure that you are born again. Nobody can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again. So can we speak salvation? Yeah. Can we just speak salvation, you know, and give it biblical reference to say, Bazalwane, when we say we are born again, this is what we mean. We are a new creature. You are, you know, you are new because you have left the old to say, let the old pass away, but I am now a new creature. Just in closing. Mm.
Yes, yes. Also to wrap up from my side, you know, we have people who are scared to speak out. We have people who join cult. They were told that you are left with few weeks. Yes. You are left with a month. Ish. I want to tell people out there, the God that we serve,
Jesus,
He can deliver you, even though said you are left with 2 days.
Yeah. Amen.
Those who are going through a lot, here I am. If they have to kill, let them start with me. I will stand in the gap and pray with you.
Amen.
I go where people think I won't come back.
Yeah.
I go where people think I won't come back. Because of God that I serve, God who called me. He told me to go everywhere. I'm delivering a sangomas. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I've done a deliverance. There is some mutis in the car that I can't bend those things here. I need to go Abo Soweto and bend those things. I go to the sangomas and deliver the sangomas. If somebody out there, you are a sangoma, come see God. Repent. Yeah. Repent. We are not here to judge you. You are there because you don't know. There is bigger power that is above. If you feel like you can try Jesus, here I am. I volunteer myself to test your muti if it will work. Here I am.
Sure.
Everyone who were told that you are left with few days, you join the cult. They said when you speak out, you will die. And they can also hear when you begin to speak this.
Yeah.
Oh.
They can also hear that. So here I am to help anyone. And I help people for free. Freely get, freely give. Anyone who need help, whether you are a sangoma, you join cult, you need deliverance, you need family deliverance. Mm. I travel a lot to do a family deliverance for free, free of charge. I don't charge anything. Anyone who need help, they can call. We can help them.
Yeah. Even cults.
Even cult. Right now, as I'm talking to you, in the car there, I have a plastic of mutis that I deliver somebody, took those things. I have them inside my car.
Yo.
I need to go bend them. I don't fear those things. Not at all.
You don't hear anything.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You know, they make some mutis for us to be involved in the accident. I have those mutis in the car right now. It will never do anything. Jesus' name is the name that is above.
Come on.
All the names. So fear not. We don't fear anything.
Jesus.
Anyone who wanna try, maybe you have been told so many things. Come to Jesus. He will set you free. For free.
Yes, for free.
Free.
Mm.
No muti needed.
One of the things that I also want to mention, the assignment that the Lord has gave me as I was on my way from Zambia, He told me I need to go all over Africa.
Mm.
As I said, no longer flight. I'm going by bus to Zimbabwe. I'm going to start with Zimbabwe. All the provinces from Zimbabwe, Botswana, all provinces. Until I don't know how long it's going to take, but I am going.
No flight.
No flight. Bus. Because I need to preach in the bus as well.
Yeah.
So I need to preach in the bus as well. All the servants of God, Africa, wherever you are, I'm coming. I'm coming for also impartation.
Mm.
You have been following the wrong teachings that they told you for you to prophesy, you need to go for 3 months training. You don't need that. You only need Holy Spirit for you to prophesy. People, they were called as a pastor. Mm. Because they can't prophesy, they join a cult without knowingly. There is no such like a prophetic school. You can go to learn Bible, but for you to prophesy, nobody can teach you how to prophesy. You think if I teach people to prophesy, I can teach you to prophesy more than myself? I can't because of jealous. Mm. God will be the one to anoint you to prophesy.
Come on.
You need Holy Spirit for you to see in the spiritual realm.
Yeah. So you've been this side for months. You have literally put things on hold. You've left your work.
You left your family.
You hardly see your family, and you have dedicated your life to ministry. And serving the mission, because you have just let it all be. Like, God, I'm here for you. And that can't be easy, you know.
It's not easy at all.
That can't be easy, having to go to families to deliver people, having to do things for free. I mean, traveling is expensive. There's travel costs.
Yeah, how do you get... Who funds this?
For the travel, I have... you know, people are called to support... people are called to serve God in different ways.
Yes.
I have somebody who is helping. Whenever I need to come help, and those people, they don't have a funds for me to travel there. Yes. I have somebody who is helping with this regard. I go there and help people. But those who have, they can send the money for petrol. Yes. I go and help them.
Wow. Yeah.
Sure.
God is using people in different ways.
Yes.
I'm called as a pastor to preach gospel.
Yeah.
And the other thing before I forgot, us as the servant of God, we are putting people in trouble.
Mm.
We are putting them in trouble by praying for them, deliver them without teaching them deliverance. Deliverance is not permanent. Jesus never killed a spirit. He cast them out. Matthew 12, 43, 44, 45, it says, when you cast out the evil spirits, they roam around, look for a place to rest. If they don't get a place to rest, they come back.
And more.
They come back seven times with more spirits.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to pray for somebody, don't just pray for people. You are putting people, innocent people, in danger.
Yeah.
Teach them deliverance.
Come
Teach
on.
Them to protect themselves by reading
the
word.
The word of God,
You can still be tormented by evil spirits when you are sleeping with three Bibles under your pillow.
Yay.
You need to have that Bible inside you, not
Come
under
on.
Your pillow.
Woo.
You need to have that Bible inside you.
Yeah.
So we must preach deliverance. Because after I'm done praying for you, it's not over.
You are gone, yes.
I will go, they will
God.
Come.
God, yes.
So this is how I charge people when I pray for them. I charge them, but I don't charge money. I charge them reading three chapters before I pray for them.
Yeah.
They know. I don't pray for people who don't read Bible.
Yeah.
When they call for me, you pay me, you read three chapters, I pray for you. If you don't, I'm not going to pray for you.
Hey.
Yeah, because it shows that even after you leave, they won't read the word. So they must start as soon as possible.
Mm. God is doing miracles. You know, I have our senior pastor, Pastor Sbonelo. He came to me looking for a job. I connect him with God. Now he's preaching gospel. He's praying for people to see angels. His life, I'm talking about somebody who was on drugs. His life changed like that.
Wow.
He's praying for people now. They can see angels.
Wow.
I also have to mention this. You know, the last trip country that I went to visit, I went to Zambia.
Mm. Yeah.
When I went to Zambia, the man of God was under attack.
Mm.
I went there, I prayed with him. Those things stopped immediately. But it came back again.
Ish.
When we went to church, I pray for the whole church. People were connected. People were delivered.
Mm.
Those people, they were under headache, stomach pain, stroke. Only these three things were tormenting them. I pray for them, and God set those people free. But the man of God, I left him in stroke, in pain now. He's still under the pains.
What, and the church is delivered.
The church is delivered. For him, he's still in pains. He's hospitalized right now.
Mm.
I want to give this to the man of God that we are not the deliverer. We are not the healer.
Yes.
Don't feel so disappointed when you go and pray for somebody or maybe doubt your calling.
Yes.
You are not the healer. I'm not the healer.
Yes.
They said to me, we are so disappointed on you, pastor. You come here, pray, but the man is still in pains. I said, I am not the healer.
Yay. Yeah. Come on.
My wish was everyone to be healed, but I am not the healer.
Yes.
I am just a servant.
Come on now.
To all the servants of God, don't doubt your calling. Don't allow your congregation to make you not to see the kingdom of God.
Yes.
The reason why Moses didn't enter the promised land is because of the Israelites. They were giving pressure on him.
Yeah.
Don't allow pressure from congregation. Keep serving God as you are serving
Amen.
God. Keep serving God as you are serving God.
Mm.
Yeah, what a way to end it. Keep serving God and be consistent with it and seek ye first the kingdom of God
and
his
righteousness.
All these things, all these things shall be given unto you. So sometimes we do it the other way around, where you want all these things before you seek
Save
his
God.
Kingdom
Woo.
First.
Come on.
Or you come desperate because your things are not going well. Go back to basics and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Thank you so much, Pastor Konanani.
Hey,
we'll see you again very, very soon.
Yeah.
And every time you are here, our emails flood, guys. Please be patient with him because you also have a lot of numbers. I'm just like, you're in demand. Sometimes you're in the country, sometimes you're out of the country. So let's just be a little bit patient because sometimes someone sends an email today. Yeah. If they don't get a response today, tomorrow they send, he did not respond. Sometimes the messages become very overwhelming and they become a lot, but I trust and believe that he will get to all the messages and respond.
For those who need help, for those who need deliverance, you can reach out on this number because you're gonna keep on asking the number. The number is +27 71 311 3134. 071-311-3134. Facebook page is Pastor Konanani Stephen. TikTok, Pastor Konanani Stephen. Let's keep spreading gospel. Shalom.
Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ.
I didn't know you're on TikTok. Okay, what are you?
Yeah, I'm there as well.
You have to be everywhere. Yeah. You have to be everywhere. Sure. Thank you so much, Saint Fam, for watching. We look forward to your feedback. Our email address is down below. Yeah. And you can also send us, your comments down below in the comment section. We are so excited for this episode and we cannot wait what you have to say.
Until the next one, for myself, Millicent.
And myself, Innocent. And Pastor Konanani.
Shalom.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I've been through the most. Been through the most. I've been through the most.